One of the 11 schools on the list of possible closures is Shoemaker Elementary School, where Dr. Julie Laird is the principal. She has worked in the Tucson Unified School District for 24 years and has led Shoemaker for the last 9 years. She first heard about possible closures in June when district officials said there was a $17 million deficit ahead.
We have a lot of small schools in our district, and most of the schools were built probably in the 50s and 60s. And around that time, educational funding was a lot higher, and it made sense to have a small neighborhood school in every neighborhood. But now the way that the state has cut the funding levels so drastically, it's just not feasible anymore.
Although she knew there needed to be cuts, she thought her school would be safe.
I didn't really expect Shoemaker to be on the list. We looked at the criteria, and I just really thought that we wouldn't be on that list. And I was rather surprised when I got that phone call that said, you know, your school's going to be talked about at the board meeting. And I know that the community and the staff were pretty shocked.
Last fall, the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board put out a list of almost 20 schools that could be considered for closure. In late December, the board voted to shut down 11 schools in order to reduce the $17 million deficit by $4 million. John Petticone is the district superintendent. He says TUSD is facing such a deficit because of a drop in enrollment, a decrease in state funding, and the end of federal stimulus money. He says the district will do whatever it can to make the closure of schools go smoothly.
We created a project team that consists of people with various responsibilities from around the district. And they're people that have to be concerned about transportation, about the shuttering or closing of schools, about security, and all of the list of things, including the emotional welfare of students and families in schools that are closing and schools that are receiving.
He says TUSD has learned from some mistakes made 3 years ago when the district closed 9 schools. Most of those properties are still vacant, and some were not secured properly, leading to vandalism and decay of the buildings.
We're going to leave the alarms on inside of buildings, which we didn't necessarily do in the 9 that we disposed of before. We're also looking at some other more aggressive ideas, including on-site security, where we may have people that actually will live on the sites that are closed to be sure that they maintain some level of security.
It could cost TUSD about $20,000 to $35,000 to close and secure a school. Some of the schools that are about to close serve 2 hot meals a day during the summer for kids who normally receive free or reduced meals throughout the year.
We've analyzed now, and we're in the process of looking at where to strategically place those kinds of food centers around the district to be sure that every students can take advantage of that.
Laird has been meeting with parents and her staff to talk about what will happen to the kids at Shoemaker. But the students at her elementary school are young, and she decided not to make an announcement about the closure.
We're not initiating conversations with that. I feel like the issues behind it are really adult issues that most of the kids can't understand. I have had several kids come up to me and say, "Why are you closing Shoemaker?" And that breaks my heart, you know, and I have to say to them, "I'm not choosing to close Shoemaker." And, you know, Shoemaker's not closing because it's not a wonderful school. We know that this is a wonderful school.
Laird has been in constant contact with the principals that will be receiving her students at Bloom and Henry Elementary Schools. She's planning field trips to the new schools and pen pals so the transition can be a little less painful on the students.
I mean, I know both of the schools that we're feeding into already do wonderful things, but if we can add to that and make those schools even more special, then, you know, we'll all benefit from that.
Principals at receiving schools don't have to compete for their jobs. All principals are on year-to-year contracts, however. So Laird will wait and see how many principals are retiring or leaving TUSD in May, hoping there is an opening for her. For teachers, it's a little different.
They will fill out a survey that gives information about what their qualifications are, what kind of training, what they're highly qualified to teach, and then our district's going to look at where the openings are.
At Shoemaker, there have been key positions vacant. Laird doesn't have a librarian or a counselor, and she doesn't want to be at a school that is running on the bare minimum. On top of school closures, TUSD is looking to cut programs, jobs, and basic services to make up for another $12 million that still need to be cut. Laird says without closures, the shortage of support staff could be much worse. And for some parents, thinking about it this way helps.
But for many, you know, they're going to drive by the school on their way home every day, and they're used to, you know, walking here and playing on the weekends with their children, and it's going to be a hole for them to not be able to have their kids here.
A federal judge overseeing a desegregation case involving TUSD must approve the 11 closures proposed by the district. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.